So hi, this is Nick Williams sitting here with Art Geyser. Hi, Art.
Hey, Nick.
How you doing?
Great to be. I'm excited about this.
It's been great. So we've been thinking about having a conversation. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a conversation to start with, and then you're going to lead people listening to this on a process. And a pattern I've seen, and you say you resonate with this as well, is especially when people are doing work that they love, something that's really meaningful to them, that's really their kind of spiritual purpose and is the sharing of their gifts with the world. I've seen so many people, including myself, try and squeeze ourselves into some kind of business that doesn't really suit us, and we try and edit ourselves or bend ourselves out of shape. And what we're going to talk about is how do we build a business that really is a reflection of who we truly are, and then how do we clear other people's ideas of how we should do things out of our kind of energy space and out of our thinking, so that we can truly A, be ourselves, and B, create a business that we're going to be truly happy and successful running. And I'm excited about having this conversation because I think it's such an important part of being what I call an inspired entrepreneur, and I don't know what you call it. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm also very excited about it, and I think there's this interesting duality where, of course, you want to learn what works and get ideas from people, and at the same time, some of the most successful people in the world aren't following those rules and aren't following those models. And I don't know if he's known very well in the UK, but there's a man named Richard Simmons in the US who at one time was one of the top fitness gurus in the world. Well, he's short, a little feminine, a bit overweight. He doesn't look anything like a fitness guru. And if somebody were, you know, had been coaching him, they'd have said, well, you need to change this and you need to change that. He ended up being a soap opera star and a fitness guru, and completely violates everything
every
that should have worked.
Every strategy and, that he should have followed.
Yeah, and he's just so authentic, and he's so on purpose, and his biggest target audience are people who don't believe they can exercise because they're so overweight, and and he just fabulous work with people. And was phenomenally successful, and all doing it, again, in a way that a really a typical, wonderful business coach would have made him change everything.
So, you know, what I'm thinking is there's a delicate balance between not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I think there's lots of great things we can learn from other people.
Absolutely.
Strategies and how to use them. But I think what I'm getting is that most people, or people can be tempted to miss out the first step, which is to really listen to their own inner wisdom, their own spirit, their own natural intelligence about who they are, what they're here to do, and how they can best show up in the world. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, of course you want to be learning, and for a lot of people, like, it's a good idea to get on Facebook and learn how to use it, and a lot of these kinds of things.